And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
Hey, that is me, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley. We are at KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, to talk about our little town of Chino. Stick around. We're going to be talking about roads, taxes, upcoming events, all kinds of good stuff over the next hour. So stick around. We will be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We just bought the new Home Depot $50,000 Makeover Money Scratchers ticket from the Arizona Lottery.
It's got top prizes of $50,000.
Or a second chance to win up to $50,000 in the Home Depot gift cards.
So we can finally get the game room of our dreams.
Our dreams?
Or the kitchen.
That's better. Dream it yourself with the Home Depot $50,000 Makeover Money Scratchers ticket.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks, Link. That is me, Matt Santos, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. The Talk of the Quad Cities. We are talking Chino Valley today. Now, normally you would be hearing from Lorette over at the Chino Valley Chamber, but she lets me take over the mics every once in a while, once a month, to talk specifically about the Town of Chino Valley and upcoming projects and council events, things like that. You can keep abreast of everything happening at the Chamber by following them at chinovalley.org and keep track of Town Hall at chinoaz.net. We'd also like you to encourage you to follow our social media accounts. Now, that's where you'll get a good portion of updates on things like upcoming meetings, events, links to other things happening in the community. There's a news flash scroll right there at chinoaz.net, but you can also follow us on Facebook under Town of Chino Valley AZ and on both Twitter and Instagram at CVAZ Town. A couple of things that are happening are some get-togethers at the community center right there on Center Street, Road 1 East, 1527 at the community center there. I can't even read my own writing. Sometimes I wonder if I'm right-handed when I type because I can't even read my typing either. The Chino Valley Community Center at 1527 Road 1 East is hosting an event entitled Amped Up. This is an interesting subject. It is dealing with and focusing on limb loss awareness. Now, April is Limb Loss Awareness Month, so this is dealing with amputees, folks who have lost a limb. A couple of events taking place April 10th, 17th, and 24th. Again, that's Amped Up. Any current and future amputees are welcome. It's open to all ages. The events start at 6 p.m. Again, that's April 10, 17, and 24th. You can find out more information by emailing Bobby at ampdupaz@gmail.com. Again, that is ampdupaz@gmail.com. Address those to Bobby for information on the organization and the events they have. Something else to keep in mind, the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors have announced their 2019 free slash drop-off programs. This is a chance for you to get some of that spring cleaning done and get rid of some of the things cluttering up the yard. That includes brush, branches, grass, leaves, yard trimmings. You want to make sure they are removed from plastic bags. Some items will not be accepted at these slash drop-off programs. That includes lumber, stumps, roots, cactus, metal, or regular household garbage. This is for your yard trimmings and things of that nature only. Information is available by calling the Public Works Department for the county at 928-771-3183. And this runs through last week, the beginning of April, April 1 through June 1st at various drop-off stations throughout the county, including the one closest to us, which would be, I guess, the Paulden one, as you're heading into Paulden right off the highway near a Big Chino Road over there. So, yeah, the Paulden station, Camp Verde, Congress, Mayor, throughout the county, the closest one to us would be the Paulden drop-off station. Again, April 1st through June 1st. Drop off all that yard waste. It's a good way to fireproof or fire prevention your home as well. Create some of that defensible space as we enter into the warmer seasons, as we get into the drier portion of the year before our monsoon seasons. But with all that snow and moisture we had throughout the winter, I know in my yard anyway, the brush is growing, so it's time to get out there, hack it up, and get rid of it all for free throughout the 1st of June. So take advantage of that. What else we got coming up? We got some, how about this? Our Citizens Academy. It's about halfway through the 8-week program. Those meetings take place at Town Hall in the Council Chambers, 202 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley, 6 p.m. on Thursday. So the next meetup will be April 11th, this coming Thursday. If you're not familiar with the Citizens Academy, information is available at chinovalley.org. It's a joint venture between the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. It's a real good look at the nuts and bolts, the inner workings of town government, specifically small town government, like we have right here in Chino Valley. So if you are curious about how decisions are made, the qualifications to take part in some things like council, running for council, possibly running for mayor, or throwing your hat into the contention for some of the open seats that are available on some of the boards and commissions, to really get involved in the community and put your ideas to work. The Citizens Academy is a great chance for you to become aware of how that is done. What happens is different representatives from the town, the service groups around, and some public citizens come in, present some topics that they're interested in. Some of the department heads for the town will come in and explain how their departments work and how their priorities are set. And they're available to answer your questions. Overall, it's an 8-week course. We're about halfway through. They take place at 6 p.m. on Thursdays at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89. And it is a free course. You can come in for all of them, or you can pop in and check the ones that are of interest to you. Again, information is available at chinovalley.org, or check the website at chinoaz.net. where on that news flash you can click the link there and get more information on the Chino Valley Citizens Academy. Now, one of the departments in the programs that especially now in the last several months has been on the front of most people's minds is the Public Works Department, because that is the department that handles, among other things, our roads and our streets, the maintenance of and the rebuilding of, in some cases. That department is led by Frank Marbury, our Public Works Director, who has joined us in studio. And one of the reasons why this specific department, this aspect of our town, has been on so many people's minds as of late is due to the special election that will be happening this May, where a proposal is on the ballot to possibly fund some upcoming projects. And it has been a pretty active point of conversation among the town. So, Frank, thank you for joining us here in studio and taking time away from your day to address some questions and some concerns. Thanks for sitting in, Frank.
Thank you, Matt. So, where would you like me to start?
Well, there are a lot of questions. First off, let's just, and you've sat in here on several occasions with myself. You've been at the forefront of a lot of our public information meetings. I'm gonna rearrange some things here because I'm looking through some polls at Frank's head, and I'm sure since he can't see me too closely, that's better for him. But I want to be able to look at him while we talk here.
Okay, I've seen you before.
Yeah, yes, which again begs the question of why you showed up today. You already knew who was going to be here. Most people run for the hills when I ask them to come sit with me. You've sat here with me a few times on air. You have, again, like I said, been the spearhead of some of our public meetings, one of which is happening this coming Thursday at the Community Center, 7 p.m. These information meetings, these meet and greets, these Q&A sessions where you, the town manager, our mayor, our finance director, Joe Duffy, have put together presentations to address the concerns of the public on this special election that takes place May 21st. So people are aware of you. They know what your department does, but I want to backtrack a little bit. If you could give our listeners a little more information on Frank, on you, some of your background, some of your education, some of your work history, so that we can see where it is that you're coming from.
Okay, a personal resume type thing. As far as my experience goes with pavements, I'm an Auburn graduate, and so I'm having a rough week after Saturday, but graduated from Auburn Civil Engineering and spent about 25 years working both in the private and public sector, mostly in the public sector, most of it having to deal with road construction and design and capital project management and design and construction. So got about 25 good years of experience in three or four different states, everywhere from Alabama and Georgia to Colorado and Arizona.
Most recently up in Mojave County, right? Up in up in the Kingman area, up and down Route 66.
Yep. Spent about 15 years in Denver area and then about 7 or 8 years over in Mojave County, Kingman area. And then been here getting on to 2 years now.
Now we're hovering around depending on what data we look at, and I'm not a well-prepared host, so I'm going to guess we're about 11,000 in town proper.
Between 11 and 12 within town limits.
11,500. What size communities have you been with? What do they range? Are we on the small end? Are we in the middle? Are we, where are we at?
Probably on the smaller end, but I've worked for rural counties, back in Alabama. Only half of the roads I worked on were paved. So worked in Atlanta and Denver metropolitan areas, and then Kingman's bigger population, but their road network is somewhat similar, and the environment and everything is somewhat similar to here. And we do have a lot of traffic traveling through Chino, so especially Highway 89 rides bigger than the town. So
that artery that connects the larger Prescott area, and then again, traveling south down into Cordis, linking up with 17, and to the north, hooking up with 40, which takes us throughout the rest of the country. We do get quite a bit of traffic through there, and that'll come up in our discussion as far as some of the concerns people have of how this special election that takes place May 21st, how it's being funded, and what the ballot is asking for. We'll talk a little bit about that high traffic area. But over the past 25 years, we can all, you know, run through the slideshow in our head as far as how we've experienced the economy, both for folks like myself who have come from larger metro areas, to the people who have been born and raised right here in Yavapai County, some right here in Chino Valley. We know that economically, the nation as a whole and smaller communities in particular have gone through some ups and downs as far as funding, as far as housing, as far as tax base. You've seen some where we were in some very prosperous areas, some like we experienced here in this area 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago where the economy took a big downturn. Would it be safe to say that you are no stranger to dealing with communities, municipalities that have had to deal with some challenging budgetary decisions?
That's very true, especially in the past 10 years or so. And Chino Valley is a prime example of back when the recession hit around the 2008 time frame. One of the first things you cut is your road maintenance budget, and Chino Valley was no different than other communities I was working in at the time. That the maintenance aspect of it goes away for a few years because you're just trying to hang on to your police force and those other vital services.
Now, one of the things that that the community did several years ago was put out a poll, a survey of types. Data for that is available at chinoaz.net, where the town leadership had asked the community, those that were willing to participate, what are the most important things that you would like to see, you being the town itself, the citizenry? Public safety was at the top, as it is in pretty much every community. Other things that were at the top were the services, like the library, which we have a real gem of our community is our Chino Valley Public Library, the senior center, which gets a lot of use, our ball fields, which are used by various community organizations and leagues and the youth and even some adult leagues and things in the town. So what we all use every single day, being the roads, where we drive to and from school, where we go to and from work, where we go in and out of the community, those roads often don't come into our eyesight. They don't come really into mind until there's an issue. Would you think that's a safe assessment? Until you hit a pothole, we really don't think about how the roads are maintained.
Right, and I've always done that as a condition of if I'm doing my job well, you shouldn't notice me at all.
Yeah.
You shouldn't notice the roads.
Well, we'll get into some of the specifics after our first break as far as how the roads are made up, the ratio of paved and chip seal as to dirt, how many miles we actually have in town. We'll get into some of those nuts and bolts. While we've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left here, just very briefly, and I know I'm throwing a lot at you, Frank, very briefly, explain the difference between chip seal and asphalt.
Well, in a nutshell, most of the roads in Chino Valley are chip seal, which is just layers of tar and gravel, where you put down the good old tar on the road and then gravel over top of it. And then asphalt is actually mixed at a plant and laid down with a modern paver. It's a little smoother, a little thicker section, a little more structure for truck traffic.
And those two surfaces obviously have a much different lifespan. They have a much different price tag. When we come back from this break, I want to get into a little bit of why communities like ours choose one over the other. What are some of the decisions that, some of the factors that are made into making that decision as to whether we go asphalt or chip seal? And where the future of our town roads will go if, in fact, this May 21st proposal does not succeed at the ballot. Again, things such as these, information on them in meetings like this Thursday's April 11th, 7 p.m. meeting at the Community Center on the election. Information on those is available at chinoaz.net. We'll be right back with more information with Public Works Director Frank Marbury after these messages on KQ&A 1130 AM.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Extravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 8th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 20th. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. And don't forget to bring a non-perishable food item for the Veterans Food Bank at Veterans Resource Center. Food and coffee will also be available. Don't forget the kids. They need to know that, yes, there were cars way back in your day. Also on Saturday, April 20th, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 9 till 3. There you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put in your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. Good enough just isn't.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. Call Cable One at 855-808-2737 for details. Restrictions apply.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Welcome back to KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities for Talk of the Town, on behalf of the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley of Chamber of Commerce. I can't seem to talk today. My name is Matt Santos. You are listening at 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM. Dave Fohn just walked into the room, and that threw me, because every time I see him, I'm reminded that I've stolen some of his pens that have his name on them, and I feel guilty every time I see his face. Not guilty enough to bring them back, but guilty enough to throw me when I see him walk into the studio. We are on air with Public Works Director Frank Marbury. Frank, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule to sit down with us. We want to address some of the questions that have come up online through email and at the public information meetings that you, along with town leadership, such as our finance director, Joe Duffy, our town manager, Cecilia Gritman, and our mayor, Mr. Darrell Croft, have been hosting for several months now. Has there been anything discussed at these meetings? And again, we have a meeting coming up April 11th, which is just a few days away, Thursday at 7 p.m. at the community center. Has there been anything thrown at you, questions that were presented that kind of surprised you, or that you weren't expecting? Anything off the top of your head?
No. I would say one of the questions involved what we discussed last segment just a little bit was chip seal. Some have the opinion that chip seal is not a good pavement use, and I would counter that as an engineer by saying at the right time and place, it can be very good and very economic, I guess, is the word, can save you money when used at the right time and right place. And the program, if the ballot measure passes, the program would take that into account, and it wouldn't be just chip seal. It would be a combination of asphalt, seal coats, and chip seals. Right treatment, right time, right place.
And that is one of the questions that we see a lot online, or one of the comments that is made online, is that all we're doing is chip seal. If some folks have countered, well, if we did the programs like the county is doing, their roads are holding up and they're using asphalt, but there's chip seal and asphalt in the county as well, and throughout our area in the other townships and the other municipalities.
Right.
Is that correct?
And you actually use chip seal to seal asphalt.
Yeah.
So it keeps the sun out and the water out is the purpose of the chip seal coating. So it's good over dirt or asphalt, depending on the type of road.
So the studies that go in, the traffic studies, the observation of how our roads are traveled, the amount of traffic that is on our roads, that goes into the decision as far as what surface goes on and also the priority of what roads get taken care of, what roads get maintained on what type of a cycle. Is that correct?
That's correct. An asphalt overlay, you might get a few more years out of it than if you just did a seal coat. And also, if the damage is worse, you get beyond a seal coat. And if you put your money on a chip seal, you might be wasting your money by putting it on a road that's in too bad of shape. So you would want to go to maybe one of the heavier asphalts.
So it's a matter of observing the roads, doing your homework, making sure you explore various options, and then at the direction of council, at the discussion with your staff and the powers that be, deciding what gets done and with what.
Right. From engineering, we count the traffic on the roads as part of the equation. We look at the surface of the road, how much gravel it's got underneath it, the makings of it. And then that goes into what we recommend for the treatment. Lately, since the past 10 years, we really haven't had the money to do the proper maintenance in it. But with the proper funding, you can get those rehab treatments in there that are a little beefier. Then that would be reviewed not just by staff, but the town council appoints a roads and streets committee made up of some council members and citizenry that would review that. And then council itself would also review that every year.
Well, that brings up an interesting comment that we hear a lot online is, what type of oversight is there? Why isn't there an accountability for the condition the roads are in now? And we have citizen oversight now, with the ability for ones to address council and address issues at our council meetings, which take place the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at Town Hall at 6 p.m. And also by people volunteering and taking part in some of our committees, our commissions, our boards. We do have several openings right now if you are concerned about how your tax dollars are spent, how decisions are made. One way to become very active in that process is to volunteer and submit your name to be on one of the committees, one of the commissions, or one of the boards. ChinoAZ.net is where you can find information on that. Right there in the news flash, there is a link outlining what bodies are needed, what qualifications are required, and how you, yes, you right there sitting at the stoplight. I see you. I can see you through your dashboard. You are needed to participate in these boards and commissions. One of the things that has come up, one of the comments that I have addressed specifically online in a lot of our forums is, the desire for more voices to be heard, specifically on council. And one of my standard replies is that in the last election, the, council seats that were open, ran uncontested. So if you are interested in making a difference, and if you feel as if you have the solution to all of our town's problems, fill out a packet. There's another election coming up shortly, and you can participate to whatever extent you feel the need and you feel the desire to help out and make your voice and your experience and your concerns heard. Again, one way you can do that also is just by showing up to a meeting and asking questions. You can get some timely and accurate answers. Again, Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center is our next one. We have a Saturday, April 13th. We well know that not everybody can show up to a 10 a.m. meeting on a Wednesday, so we have some evening ones. We have a Saturday one, and we have a couple more scattered around throughout the weekdays as well. ChinoAZ.net is where you can find out information on that, on when those meetings are and how you can participate. Now, Frank, again, back to the chip seal and asphalt. One of the comments that we hear a lot is, go ahead and fix our roads, get them fixed, and then we'll think about raising the budget. How realistic is that to get 153 miles of road all fixed under the current budget?
It's impossible. It would take probably $50 million to rebuild all the streets in town, yeah, if not more, and just an astronomical number.
Yeah. So how do you, as an engineer, and your suggestions and your advisement to council, who ultimately directs you and your department and all the other departments on how to go about their daily routine, how do you explain it to not just council but to the public, how we can get to where we need to be, what type of a cycle we need to be in order to get our roads to the place they need to be as far as maintenance and things? What's the figure that that is in the proposal?
1.5 per year.
1.5 million per year. How does that break down? Because for people like me, I'm hearing that number, and it's a large number when you're talking about household budgets. But obviously, running a town just like it would be to run a large company, which kind of the town is. How is that broke down? I mean, let's break it down into some smaller figures so a knucklehead like me can understand. What does it take to maintain and or pave or chip seal a road in smaller fractions?
Well, if you've got a good road that you can just use a seal coat on, and I won't even say chip seal because actually one of our proposals is to use a slurry seal, which is a little different treatment, a little smoother than a chip seal, but same effect. So mm-hmm. Seal coats are lumped in a big bucket. That is probably $30,000 to $50,000 a mile. Whereas to do a 2 or 3 inch overlay on a road with the asphalt and beef up the road and do it good, you're into the $200,000 to $300,000 per mile range. So it umps the price of poker pretty quickly.
And so we're talking at anywhere from $30,000, tens of thousands a mile, to couple $100,000
right.
a mile, depending on the, again, like we discussed before, depending on the traffic, depending on the usage, the type of traffic that's on a road, whether it's a main artery or whether it's a smaller side neighborhood road. Those kind of things go into the factor of how you determine, but we're still looking at an astronomical number to get them, get
right.
roads where the public is expecting them.
Right, and on average, we looked at neighborhood roads, the local roads, at about a little under 200,000 per mile for 20 years of maintenance, where the bigger roads in Chino Valley, they're the ones with the numbers on them, the
mm-hmm.
arterials. Those are about closer to 300,000 per mile for the maintenance because they are heavier traveled roads.
And the current funding that we have, you know, as of today, after once we, and the source of those for the most part is the HERF, Highway User Revenue Funds.
Right.
And that takes care of our staff, our studies, our signage, our fuel for the trucks.
Potholes.
All that, so potholes, everything. When that's done, what's left to actually go down on the road is about 40%. It's about 400,000.
Right.
So on some of those larger roads, that would be about 2 miles per year.
If that.
So 2 miles or less per year. Or some ancillary roads a little bit longer, but we're still looking at a very small fraction of the how many roads that we have in our town limits?
153, and we did 3.5 miles last year.
3.5 miles, which is, I don't know, do the math, Mr. Engineer, that's just a very small fraction.
30 to 50 year cycle.
So if we were to go through at the current rate of 3 miles a year, it would be how long before we could hit every road?
50 years.
And then in the meantime, in that 50 years, the roads we did at first would have long since deteriorated. Is that correct?
Yeah. If the best you can even get with asphalt overlays is about 10 years.
So, and there was a couple of things in your presentation, a couple of slides that when we come back from this break, I'd like to discuss was pavement management and the preservation toolbox on how roads deteriorate, how they need to be addressed so that they don't go beyond repair. And, what is on most people's minds now is if this does not pass on May 21st, where we will be, what are some of the options the town has? We'll address some of those and more when we come back on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us...
You'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Now offering plumbing repair service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs host the Texas Rangers Tuesday at 6. Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A controversial youth employment bill gets some reworking this afternoon in the Senate Rules Committee. House Bill 2523 would allow employers to pay part-time employees under age 22 the lower federal minimum wage, currently $7.25 an hour, instead of Arizona's $11 per hour. The committee unanimously passed an amendment to require a three-quarters legislative vote for it to pass under Proposition 105. Senate President Karen Fan says the issue falls under the Voter Protection Act.
What you're talking about is a legal issue. Now, we do believe that it's going to need three-fourths of a vote because of its voter protection. And with three-fourths of a vote, then we can go forward with it.
Without the Prop 105 addition to the bill, the committee determined the bill was otherwise unconstitutional. Backing that decision, last week's Attorney General's office opinion that found the measure violates the Voter Protection Act. Mostly sunny and dry all week, dangerously windy tomorrow and Wednesday, chilling overnight to a partly cloudy 48, with a high tomorrow near 76, blowing in a huge Wednesday-Thursday cool down to highs of only 57 and 61 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low of about 51, warming to a mostly sunny, dangerously windy high near 87 Tuesday, blowing in Wednesday and Thursday highs of only 69. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Would you call your doctor to fix a leaky pipe? How about a mechanic to cater a meal? Would you hire a barber to watch your dogs? Of course not. You need the right person for the right job. So who do you call to help you reach your financial goals? Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years with their financial, estate, and tax planning needs, and I can help you as well. So if you want to reach a comfortable retirement, don't call your doctor, mechanic, or barber. Call me at 480-991-1055 or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. For a complimentary consultation, call 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates LLC and Client One Securities LLC are not affiliated.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me. Thanks for sticking around and spending your afternoon with Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. Before we get back to Frank Marbury, our Public Works Director, talking about our upcoming special election, a couple of reminders for you. Wine, Bites, and Brew, April 27th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at Earthworks, right there on the highway in Chino Valley. Earthworks Garden Supply, 2531. On April 27th at 5 p.m., a chance for you to enjoy some live music, various vendors, dancing, a silent auction, raffles. You can taste wines from local vineyards. Sounds like a really good time. Brought to you by too many to list. Go to chinovalley.org for a list of all the sponsors, but a couple of them, Jed's. Right there in Chino, Insurgent Brewing, Granite Creek Vineyards, Bonfire, Chino Rentals, and of course, Earthworks, the town of Chino Valley, and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, that is April 27th at 5 p.m. A good chance just to hang out and mingle after work on an afternoon, especially with this weather getting a lot nicer. It's beautiful today. I almost rode my bike out here tonight instead of the... Now, I know if you're listening to this and you don't know me personally, you might be thinking, you know, mountain bike, 10-speed. No. Big old honking couple hundred pounds of steel and chrome and leather. That's what I ride. Not a 10-speed, not a mountain bike. I don't think you want to see me on a mountain bike. Not a pretty sight. Don't laugh, Frank. One other thing, the food truck roundup, April 13th at 11 a.m., right there at the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce parking area, 75 East Road 2 South in Chino Valley. Free admission, just make sure you got money to for the vendors. They're going to have, 6 to 8 food trucks out there, various different styles and types of food. This is the food truck roundup on April 13th. 13th at 11 a.m. right there in Chino Valley, brought to you by Prescott Night Out, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, the town of Chino Valley, and various vendors. So check it out. Should be a lot of fun. I went out there a couple years ago. They did one like that and had a lot of fun sampling some various foods and tastes and having a good time mingling with a lot of folks in and around Chino Valley. The food truck roundup, April 13th at 11 a.m., right there in the chamber parking area. Back to you, Frank. Question for you. Again, we are talking the difference between chip seal and asphalt. Again, chip seal is on a cycle of about 5 to 7 years. Is that correct as far as its maintenance?
That's its life, basically.
Lifespan. Asphalt, significantly longer, also significantly more expensive.
If you seal it. So there's still maintenance involved no matter what you do.
So if, with the money that has been earmarked in this proposal that's going before the voters on May 21st, about $1.5 million, annually, and we got into some of the details as far as how that number was determined and what happens with that money if, in fact, this passes, how it can't be used for anything other than what it's earmarked for. If you want to hear the specifics on that, check out chinoaz.net. Look for the podcast link where you can hear from Frank and Joe Duffy, or go to kqna.com and listen to last month's show where we sat in here with Joe Duffy, and he really got into the nuts and bolts of the dollar aspect of
right.
that. But that $1.5 million will provide what type of a maintenance cycle for our current roads?
In a nutshell, we hope to hit every road about every 7 years. What that'll do is kind of keep your level of maintenance flat. It won't increase the quality of the roads that much. With the roads we have now, anything we do is going to help them.
Yeah.
So it'll help a little bit just because the roads are in such bad shape now. But when you look at like a graph, this would be more of a straight line rather than falling or rising.
Yeah. So this is to maintain them, keep them at a drivable level, and be able to go in and maintain them about every 7 years.
Yeah, give or take.
Three times during the 20-year cycle of this proposed tax. Let's look at the flip side of that. This does not succeed on May 21st. What's the outcome? What happens?
Well, it'll be business as usual, just like we did this year. We'll pick what roads you can hit. You're not going to get all of the roads you need. Some of the roads are going to keep deteriorating, and we'll just keep doing what we can to best spend the funds available.
Now
we won't stop.
When you say the funds available, that's the current influx of HERF money. What are the other options? What is there another source of revenue that can be tapped?
Well, you always look. The state could increase the gas tax. I don't know if that's going through or not. It was proposed this year. That's a funding. Some other towns, even Prescott and Prescott Valley, dedicate portions of sales tax for their roads. But Chino Valley is already pretty high on their sales tax. That's one reason. I don't know if Joe went over that, why the town was looking at a property tax instead.
Yes, we went over that. So, again, KQNA.com, look for last month's show. So, I believe it was on March 11, maybe. It was the second Monday of the month, whatever that date was. You can hear Joe Duffy, our finance director, explain that. In a nutshell, what it was is after much discussion with Public Works, the finance department, and council, along with a lot of input from the community on what the community wanted to see, what the community was requesting and in some cases demanding as far as roads and road maintenance, was it just decided, let's just get the money from the taxpayers. That's what we need to do. Joe explained that very well. Many other options, different ideas were thrown around. One of the reasons why this specific proposal that will hit the ballot on May 21st, one of the reasons why it was presented and decided upon to be put before the voters was the fact this was the best way to get the best bang for the buck. How much juggling do you, Frank, and your department have to do on a daily basis to make sure that the money you have available to you is spent in the right way? That's one of the concerns a lot of people have is, well, they just kind of choose this and they choose that. It's almost as if the public thinks you're just throwing a dart at the wall and seeing where it lands.
No, like I said, it's a little difficult now with the lack of resources, but we rate the roads right now with the money. It doesn't make sense to hire or bring in one of the fancy trucks that measures the cracks in the roads and has those fancy measuring equipment to give you a good scientific outlook of the road. So we do it more visually, trying to make better use and get more money actually on the road right now. So if there was more funding, you'd take a little more scientific approach to it, much like the county and other surrounding jurisdictions do. But right now you try and spend as much money on the road as you can. So we do rate the roads. We take the traffic counts, like I said before, into account and look at those and try and best use those dollars where you can.
What I'm pulling up here, again, kind of to recap what we talked about. Current spending versus what would happen if there's a maintenance plan enacted with the May 21st election. Right now, about $400,000 available for the program maintenance. This allows for conservatively looking 3 to 5 miles less if there's major repairs and major reconstruction being done. Per year, 3 to 5 miles per year of 153 miles total, which puts the roads on a 30 to 50 year repair cycle. And then the, what is probably on most people's mind is that currently road conditions will continue to get worse and worse and worse if it stays where it is. So if the program May 21st does pass, that would put about 1.6 to 1.9 available for the maintenance. That's including what would come from the tax, the check cut from the county collected right. annually, along with the current HERF funds. That would put everything on a 15 to 20 miles per year on a 7-year cycle. Road conditions will maintain or in some cases improve.
That's correct.
So the decision is yours, voters. The decision is yours, Town of Chino Valley. The best way we can encourage you to make an informed decision is show up. Next meeting is April 11th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center. Show up. Be heard, ask questions, and get the correct information. We will be right back with some closing thoughts after these messages on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
You have been listening to KQ&A Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Thank you for tuning in again. If you want some real current and accurate information, Thursday, April 11th, 7 p.m. at the Community Center, chinovalley.org for everything happening at the Chamber, chinoaz.net for what's happening in and around the town. I want to thank you, Frank Marbury, our Public Works Director, for sitting in with us today. And as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. We'll talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.